want, but I'm not.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. It is crossover time with Willard and Dibs. Let's welcome them in. Gentlemen, what is going on? How you feeling today about your Niners after a night to sleep on it?
Better than I did yesterday.
Oh, good.
Even worse than I did yesterday.
Worse. Well, the Hargrave news came to us in the middle of the show.
Okay, my bad.
Let me throw.
Dude.
I'm not even going to. Man, I was going to slow play this, but since you asked, Steiny.
No, come out with it.
Let's do it right now.
Let's go.
How do y'all feel now as compared to after week 8 last year? Try to go back to week 8.
Oh, the 3-game losing streak.
You've lost 3 in a row.
You kicked Dallas's ass, and then you lost 3 in a row.
That's right. You lost 3 in a row. You had a missed kick, which you could, right? You could wrap your head around that. But then Kirk Cousins and Joe Burrow in back-to-back weeks. Well, but
tell the truth.
But we're sitting here talking about defense more right now than we are offense.
Gosh.
And last year, the Vikings and Bengals combined for 14 total incompletions in 2 weeks. Joe Burrow went up and down your home field.
Never forget it.
And was absolutely unstoppable, as was the run game. It was inexplicable. You were healthy. You were 5-0, and then you were 5-3 and could not stop anyone, and you had to sit on it for 2 weeks. How did you feel then versus now?
You feel worse now.
And why?
Then you had Debo and Trent coming back, and you had a bye, and you had everybody else healthy. And right now, and I sent the thread, a text to the thread about what's going on, and you've got CMC is in Europe. Debo out. You have Kittle out. Javon gone. Brock Purdy's got a back issue. And you've got Brandon Ayuk either rusty or mad or both. And I'll call it musty because he's probably mad and rusty. And we could run down the rest of the issues.
I don't know why you would be mad, but go ahead.
Dre Greenlaw is out.
That's big.
And, I mean, there are so many things now that are far more broken. And don't even get me started on not one but two coordinators who are underperforming.
And that's
so
why
for
I
me
sound
this
like
one's way worse.
Okay, so
and I have a new slogan I'd like to try out with you guys.
It.
Wild card or bust.
Eh, I still like
I think Steiny kind of beat you.
It's wild card or bust.
My turn.
What go.
So I feel worse now because it's a year removed for having your heart broken from the Super Bowl. Okay, so when that Cincinnati and the 3-game losing streak happened, they hadn't lost their second Super Bowl in you know years. So now I'm scared that McCaffrey's in Germany. Willard, I don't think he's playing this year. I hope I'm wrong.
Man.
I really don't. He's not at the house with the remote. Hey, let's watch some Netflix. He's searching for something, and hopefully he gets it, and he's back. And then you talk about no Greenlaw, which worried me from the outstart of this season. And now I don't know where the energy is, and I am scratching my head as to how is Sorensen getting some form of a pass when we went in on Wilkes. So that scares me.
I don't think Sorensen's getting a pass at all, but I hear where you're coming
and
from.
And the defense is just, that's what scares me, Will.
Okay.
Sorensen talks Thursday, just so you know. Sorensen's day is Thursday. Today they're off. Tomorrow's Shanahan. Right. Thursday is Sorensen, and I bet you the local media, they're going to grill him. They're going to hold his feet to the fire.
We're tough here. Okay. We're tough in Santa Clara.
Look at it.
How did you phrase it exactly?
How do you feel now versus how you felt then, week 9 bye last year off of Cousins and Burrow inexplicably torching you?
I feel like I feel worse this year.
Okay.
And it's because I think last year there was at least a tangible thing of no Trent, no Debo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was they won 5. Those guys got hurt. They lost 3. I think it went like that pretty much.
Isn't that interesting? Because offensively, I could come back and say, like, so last year, if you had no Debo and no Trent, you couldn't function. This year, you can take off Debo, you can take off Kittle, you can take off Christian, and half of Brandon, and seemingly, small sample.
No doubt.
But functioning on offense much better than you did then.
But you had the ball twice in those games, 24-24, forget everything that happened, you had to punt. Minnesota. When? You were down six against the Rams. You had the ball 24-24. They stopped you.
Yeah, because Ronnie Bell dropped the ball.
But it happened, and I just you're right. And I'm going to Minnesota. You finally got the ball. You're down six, and you had to punt. So you're right. But those are the money drives to where, damn, if we can get this one, Willard, we can get out of here with it.
I think if you're pointing at Purdy, and I heard I heard one caller on your show today, man, my gosh. You know, I mean, he did
the Purdy prognosis.
He did exactly what he needed to do in money drives. In fact, the play before Jake Moody's missed field goal might be one of the most money plays I've watched a quarterback do this year. To desperately get into field goal range by running around for a mile and a half circles. What if I offered this as a rebuttal?
A rebuttal?
A rebuttal.
Thank you. Do it right.
If you're going to point to health, which is fair, can't I argue that that was week 9? This is week 3/4.
Yeah.
And all of the things that we're worried about in terms of health have every possibility of being completely gone by week 9.
Not everyone.
Yes.
Hargrave.
Well, no, okay. Not Hargrave, right. but we've spent a year and a half saying he's playing like crap.
And that's false.
Now we can't win without him?
That is false, and I actually was listening to you guys
earlier. He's been disappointing.
He has been, if you want to talk about what he's making, and, you know, just watch the tape, you guys. It's not like he's out there doing nothing. He had a sack. He had one of the 3 sacks.
He's not a good run stopper, and that's what wow. right
he's
now.
He's never been a good run stopper.
Then it was a bad signing.
And they didn't know that coming in. They thought he was better at that.
Okay,
like,
this is my thing. So whoever's going to replace him, is he going to be better than what Hargrave has been so far?
No, not at all.
Oh, we don't know that.
I'm going to wait and see.
Yeah, maybe.
I wouldn't bet no right now.
I don't know. Maybe.
The odds are no.
Unless you go to the defensive line flea market.
Wait a minute. So a team filled with 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 7th round stars.
Sure.
And like we've never, this town, Draymond Green, Brock Purdy, you've never found anything on the bench?
You have, but what does this team have currently on their bench? And already the D-line is not as deep as it has been in previous years. And
on
so
paper,
now we're going to get a practice squad guy to come in and be as good as Javon Hargrave?
Practice squad?
You can say that Javon Hargrave has been underwhelming, and I think that's a fair way to put it. Disappointing for me is too strong, but who's the replacement? And you know what? And you said it earlier, Eric Armstead. Man, I miss you. You need to go to the Hallmark store and send him a card.
I miss him when he played. Which of course
he played a lot.
And he's got 3 tackles on the season.
The last 5 to 7 weeks of the year, he didn't. And so
he played hurt down the stretch.
What if I liken it to how you felt? Remember, and I'm going to go to your interview.
All right,
and I'm pointing at Steiny and Goo for the radio audience.
And he's coming up here, hopefully in a week.
The two of you went over to Chase Center, and the Warriors of 2.5 years ago were about to go into the playoffs, and everyone thought Steph Curry was hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And you interviewed him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I came on right after you guys with Dibs, and I said to Dibs exactly, I go, he's playing, he's ready. And you guys are like, how do you know that? I said, because he talked to Steiny and Goo. He ain't coming on the show with them unless the chef knows that he's ready to go. And we sat there and talked about an injury-riddled season that suddenly, at the right time, was as healthy as can be, championship.
That's one guy in a 5-man team, as opposed to a 22-man roster, though, Mark.
The whole team was dealing with it. No, he was not the only injury. He was the lead story.
No, but one guy in 5 is different than what we have out of 22.
And I'd argue with the Warriors, Steph Curry, on a team that plays 5 versus a team that plays 22, Steph Curry's worth about 7 people.
Steph Curry is Brock Purdy.
And Dre got hurt that season, too.
Plus, more. That's it. The Warriors are a non-functioning entity without him.
Exactly.
So
you got this Hollywood, and I'm not saying you're wrong. So you're not as worried, though, or do you understand people that are panicking right now? I'm plenty worried. Okay, because that ending is Scorsese.
I will not dismiss the worry. What I'm saying is I don't think we've reached the time of, like, adjusting expectations, giving up, change, you know, wild card or bust. Like, it's week 3.5.
All right, I got that.
It's week 3.5, and even I look at Christian going to Germany as a good thing. That's a good thing, because obviously he's very hurt, And no Germany doubt. Germany has a spin the record.
Different, yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Kobe. It's legal there. It's not legal here. I got a lot of questions yesterday of why would he go there? Because it's legal there. It's not legal here.
But Doc Pandy at 4 o'clock. Yeah. We'll ask him what they can do that we can't do here.
And Kobe Bryant and many others have seen over about a six-week period some real results. I don't think Kristen's going to be ready for week six.
Okay.
But I think after the bye, it's possible. It's possible. And if you got him for the second half of the season, well, then you've got him for the set.
Like, right. I think most people would say the reasons you feel worse is because it feels like injuries are accumulating early.
You know what that is, right?
Yes.
I can feel say like, it's okay.
That's all right. Long
it's an accumulation day. Sensation, Simon, is what it is.
There is
such a codger. Have some fun.
There is something about the defense not playing great that I think is worrying people.
Sure, which was also true after week nine last year. They looked awful.
Yeah,
Joe Burrow wouldn't throw an incompletion.
Now, that was a scheduled loss.
That was a clinic.
The reason why they lost those games was the offense. The offense was poor.
But there's another reason.
I disagree completely.
There is another reason.
They scored 17 points. Stein,
everybody was poor. Got carved up.
Kirk Cousins torched them.
Oh, I was talking about
torched the
Cincinnati.
Defense.
It was a scheduled
so did Cincinnati.
Loss. They were coming
Minnesota
off a bye.
Too?
No, Cincinnati was a scheduled loss. Minnesota was a tough road foe. And now you look at Minnesota this year,
totally
and you think
different
differently
team.
Better.
Yes.
You think differently about last year's loss to Minnesota.
Not really. It's a totally different team.
Their defense was still good last year.
And in fact, has been reworked. It's completely
and the same defensive coordinator who owned your guy, Brocky Poo. Brocky Poo got flummoxed two straight years. So
you mean the concussed
that's a fact.
One?
I also oh, that's
think,
right.
I think
was he still concussed this year? Sorry, Stein. No,
I think there's something also to... fans are worried that the last few, call it a Super Bowl hangover, but it's more than that. It's more that maybe they've played a lot of football. Like, this is what I'm worried about is, like, I know it's, George Kittle's played 12 playoff games in 5 years. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Actually a good question you asked, Ross Tucker. Forget
nothing.
The bad question you asked, because you were too hard on yourself. But the other question you asked about, like, Ross, the games, and I'm paraphrasing. Yeah,
that is a good question.
It's a lot of games, and he's like, Steiny, you're absolutely right, and I do think that that is a big factor because they played what 20 games in three straight years.
Yeah,
well, we do this for NBA teams
sure.
all the time.
Yeah.
It's a little different because their playoffs are 2 months long and they're playing every other night and all that stuff. But yeah, like that's all fair too. Again, I'm not here to dismiss concerns. Everybody's a year older. A lot of guys are moving into their 30s, and sure, maybe this totally dogs them. This could get worse. Trent Williams is 36 and is claiming that he's not feeling like he's in shape and already sat on the field once during a game. I don't know where that's going to go next. Sure, this could get worse. All I'm saying is I don't want to project too far down the road in terms of this is bad because sometimes in the NFL, in fact, a lot of times, I'll again reference everybody's survivor pool, which is totally toasted, because sometimes in the NFL, it looks one way, and then tweaks are made, and it suddenly looks a different way. When the defense showed up in Jacksonville last year, we were like, what the hell was that? Where the hell were
and
you guys for the last month?
Jacksonville was bombing at that point.
Yeah, where were you all for the last month?
They haven't won since.
Exactly. And the 49er defense was pretty good. I mean, there was the Detroit first half, blah, blah, blah. But, like, it was pretty good.
Green Bay.
The rest of the way, and good enough to make the Super Bowl. And halfway through the year, we were like, these guys suck. There's time.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
If that's where you lay it, there's time. I totally agree. There is more than the apple
instead
time,
of a panic meter on the overall product, maybe it's better to do panic meter one by one. Because I wrote down in our thread 9 things that are currently wrong.
Okay.
And maybe we can get into this on our show. Like, for CMC.
He said 9.
Well, I got CMC.
Number 9.
He's in Germany. Like, 1 to 10 scale, how concerned are you about the fact that he hasn't played and he has to go to Europe to try to make it right?
I'm at 11. That's just me.
I'm at least at an 8.
I was thinking 6, 7.
Okay.
Yeah, I like 7, but I look at Germany as a good thing.
Oh.
Okay.
That's hopeful.
You can find a remedy.
I put down Brandon Ayuk, rusty and struggling. So he's ruggling or strusty. I have that as a six.
And that's what that's my number.
Well, can I answer that like twice? I'm at a 7 and a 9.
Oh.
I'm at a 7 for this year. And I'm at
7
a,
for rusty.
And I'm at a 9 for the contract.
Signing?
Something's not right with Ayuk.
I'm at an eight.
It just doesn't feel like anything's something's amiss.
The next one I put was Trent, and I just put
a 10.
Needs an IV is what I wrote down, but needs an IV / is kind of old.
Yeah, but I'm at a 2.5.
Okay, yes. I'm at a solid 6.
His track record should have you.
His track record is 6. Yeah.
Well, if you guys, if we're gonna open up to worried about injuries. Trent was the one I was worried the most about going into the year.
Yep.
Like, it just feels that way. You're 36. You were hurt last year. You were hurt the year before that. And you skipped camp. My God. Like, it's screaming, I'm going to get hurt. Screaming it.
Not hurt yet, but he needs fluids in two of three
Kittle's
games.
Hurt, which shocked me.
Well, next up for me, before Kittle, was Brock with a sore back. For me, it's about a 3.
Yeah,
for me.
I'd say 2.
Okay. Day to day, 2. Okay.
Quietly a 7 for me after the Kittle thing.
Yeah.
After the Kittle and what's going on with this team as a collective with injuries, that's a big deal. Like, that's gesture. Yeah. Okay. And dude's been carrying the team on his back, but I'm quietly at a 7.
And the conspiracy about he didn't throw it to Ayuk because his back was hurt.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, he saw Ayuk open. Well, you see the footage.
Look at his study. I hadn't heard that.
He sees Ayuk open, but he doesn't throw it. And the conspiracy theory is that my neck and my back.
What?
So I don't necessarily buy it.
Yeah, but wasn't it two throws later that he hit Bell 25 yards down the field?
He floated that.
Maybe that was a beautiful pass.
Maybe he floated it to Brandon. Yeah. They would have scored.
No doubt. I put Kittle's hurt. Where are we with Kittle?
High. North of 5.
Really? Okay. See, I'm at like a 1 with Kittle.
Yeah, I'm at a 6 on
Kittle.
It's
a muscular injury. Hammy. He's on the other side of 30. Like, yeah, wow. George is right next to Trent on the, like, injury-o-meter.
I got it as a 5. I'm kind of on the fence, a little bit of the Humpty. Javon, he's gone. Javon's out. I'm a 7. Yeah, Javon Hargrave.
Okay.
I'm at a 7 on Javon.
I'm a let's see Jordan Elliott. Maybe he's going to be
3
good.
On Hargrave.
Because you're down on Hargrave.
Well, and my Philly fans thought he stunk.
Okay.
Yeah, 3.
I'm at an 8.
I'm with Steiny.
That's a big deal. And they already were porous. So now he's not there.
And maybe the backup is better.
But I
maybe
guess what I'm saying
is, what if he's not?
I love
then
it.
All these quarterbacks are going to have all day.
But that's a what if.
But I guess the odds are leaning. Elliott's
not already. How could it? They've already got all day. They didn't touch Matt.
So you said you can't fall from the floor.
No.
They sacked him 3 times.
Yes, and Javon was one of them. I understand.
And one time was where the offensive line chose not to block a free runner. And he, like, grazed Stafford's calf.
And does a karate kick. And I'm like, dude, yeah, come on.
Sweep the leg. That's a 4.
And the hard grave digger, like, I mean, Kyren Williams right up the middle, no problem.
That's a problem.
Again.
Next on my list, Bosa, underwhelming. Bosa, Nick Bosa. Nick
6.
Bosa.
6.
I got that as a 4.
Well, but
I think that's being overplayed.
But it's
John Sally.
Thank you.
It's rather consistent, though. This is no longer.
That is real.
It's got 2 sacks.
It ain't about
but
that.
But this isn't a small sample anymore.
Yeah.
By the way, for you Brock Purdy people, let me say that louder. This isn't a small sample anymore.
Done. Nope. He's getting the blame.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Steiny, your Bosa concern?
It's a 5.
Okay.
It's a 5.
Okay. But
I'm just worried about. Maybe he's just really good.
And not great.
Yeah.
Not elite.
He was.
I don't want to mess up the exercise. I'm at a 9 because I'm putting Bosa / Sorensen. Because if it's not a Bosa issue and it's a scheme issue, can Sorensen free him? But I'm like, I don't know if that made, if you're disruptive, you're disruptive. And Willard, he does the same move every, like, give me that bull rush.
I love it.
Give me the Joe Klecko. Give me something.
There's got to be.
He does the same. And I'm like, they know this.
He can't. That can't be true because offensive linemen are still saying he's the hardest block in the NFL.
So that makes me more concerned that he's
sure.
It's got to be scheme, right?
Well, that's my next one on my list. And so, I mean, you can go ahead and lead it off because my last one was Sorensen - overmatched. What's your concern about Sorensen in the D.C.?
I'm going 8. Because you handle business against the Jets,
did you
but
say
I'm going 8.
10?
10.
Wow. So you're doing the same as you were on Wilkes.
Yeah.
To me, it's a 2.
Please explain. Roxy Bernstein.
I mean,
Roxy.
Please explain.
Thank
it's
you.
It's so early in the season. You know, this defense is a little bit different than last year. He's a new coach. They're supposed to have great personnel. And you know what? If he's not that good, they got a guy waiting in the wings to take over, don't they?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Staley.
They do, but,
well, but
I mean.
That, but I'm, that counts for me as 10.
That's
like,
fair.
Right.
Wow. Like, damn. Well, I mean, if you get hired as a coordinator and you're giving Fred Warner and Nick Bosa and Charvarius Ward, and 3 weeks in we're already talking about replacing you, that's a 10. That's a 10.
Yeah.
Well, when was the Minnesota game last year where we start talking about the zero blitz and
that
all hail
week,
change Wilkes' fortune?
Well, that would have been week 7.
Man.
Right.
Week 7.
And, I mean, he knows he can't do that. I mean,
yeah,
Kyle
okay.
Shanahan.
All right.
My Sorensen worry meter's at a 7 because he's never done this before.
That's high for you.
And, yeah, and if you look at it, like, you watch the tape, and I feel like Guru. Yeah. I watched the game 3 times now.
It's the best sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you have to. And you watch it a second time, and it's like, oh, they got 4 on the line, and they're rushing 4. And then, ooh, this time they're going to get crazy, and they're going to drop Floyd back, and they're going to bring Lenore from 7 yards off the line of scrimmage. This will really fool them. Hey. Or we're going to bring Fred in the A-gap, and they saw
obvious.
Everything
yeah.
Coming.
So I wonder about this. Do you guys think that this is, on any level, a press clippings thing? In other words, along with the Super Bowl hangover idea, the 49ers and their coaches, whether they would admit this or not, somewhere deep in their belly, believed that they were just kind of a team that needed to show up.
Plug and play.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Show up gets you 10 wins. You try, you're going to get 12.
You can Trent make me want to say no to that because they didn't get the reps. Like, and we could say it doesn't mean it's in their pros.
Well,
but
I
that's
would,
what's like. I feel
I
like
look at it the other way. Like, they felt like they didn't even need camp. Nick Sorensen doesn't need a blitz.
But now we can see they needed it, though.
Right. They were wrong. Mm. But, like, do you think their 1-2 start has anything to do with that? Like, basically, arrogance.
I would say no,
yeah.
But I also think that we might be thinking of the same kind of thing, just describing it different.
Right.
I feel like they're trying to kind of get away with winning some games early in the season without really playing urgent.
Why would you do that?
Because it's like natural. It's almost like a natural. Complacency is a hard, an exaggerated word, but I do think there's something. 2 years in a row, you've been there, and now you know, it's like Sisyphus. You got to go back and push that rock, and now they're like, oh God, this is going to be. And I think eventually they'll be like, okay,
we know we can play better.
We know, you know, we got to start.
We had a caller call in and say they weren't playing, and I just disagree. They're not playing with any swagger.
I don't think they are.
I'm like,
on
when you
defense,
lose 2 out of 3 games, so how much swagger do you have?
Nobody looks like they're swaggering when you lose. And on defense, if you're not stopping anybody, that's where swagger comes on a football field. But I would just like, I refer you to the Kansas City Chiefs. If the idea is you're having a hard time getting up for this, well, then you're getting exposed on some level. The Chiefs are 3-0. Should they have more motivation than the 49ers right now? How the hell are they mustering this
going
up?
Going for only three-peat ever.
I know that they don't look perfect, but they're 3-0.
No, my man.
They're 3-0, and they should be eating grapes right now.
Yeah,
maybe. They should be sipping on champagne.
Maybe it's a talent issue that
they
have the same approach. Chiefs can get away with it a little more, and the Niners right now maybe can't.
Name a player on the Chiefs defense.
Chris Jones.
Okay, name another one.
No, you can't do that.
Exactly.
No.
Well, no, but I can't. No, there's...
Well, their defense is obviously very good.
And their defensive coordinator is very good.
And they got one of the best corners in the game, too.
Whose name is?
Well, see...
This, Don't let him do that to you. I'm kidding.
That's not fair.
I did Stella a few minutes ago, and Stella goes, what play is it from? And he got the play wrong. When you do that, I'm out. The Shasky, name me a player, got PTSD.
No, it's lightweight bullying is what it is.
And I ain't going for
I'll tell you what I see with the Niners roster is their roster, and I said it yesterday, it's overrated. So you lose Dre Greenlaw, and you replace him with Devondre Campbell.
But when did you say it was overrated?
I said it yesterday.
Yesterday.
Okay. And when right, you, so when you watch it, start. So All when right. you go from Dre Greenlaw down to Devondre Campbell, you go, oh my God, you missed Dre Greenlaw.
Right.
And when you go from... You know, whatever corner you're playing, Diamondo Lenore, okay. and then you got Isaac Yiadom, who's giving up penalties, and he's getting beat.
Yeah.
And Charvarius Ward is getting beat, and you've got your $30 million receiver who can't catch the football, and the guy who you have tabbed as wide receiver three, and I know it's because Pearsall got shot and he's not ready.
Right.
But Jacob Cowing, you couldn't get him ready in 3 weeks.
No doubt.
And so he can only play four snaps of special teams. He's only on your punt return. And so you have to go to Ronnie Bell. This roster's got deep, deep flaws. Yeah. And don't get me started on the right side of the offensive line.
Yeah.
And
center.
And McKivitz and Brendel. And yeah, they've got real issues with the roster. Forget the scheme and Sorensen, although I do think he's a problem.
Yeah, but wow.
And the Schneider, the special teams coordinator. You have roster issues.
Well, then you hurt my feelings because it's getting
sounds
stuffy.
Sounds to me like you think they're in a little trouble.
Hey, Steiny.
Oh, for sure. It's wild card or bust.
My feelings is getting stuffy in here like McDuffie.
By the way, I'm looking at their depth chart.
No, he asked me and I didn't say it. But I didn't want
to
say it.
If it was Evan, he would have fed it to you, but Grandy, he can give a crap.
But my point
Grandy's not giving you a free.
I didn't need it fed. I knew it.
The 49ers have more name value on their defense than the Chiefs do. But that doesn't mean crap. Like, their coordinator is not performing well. But to go to my earlier point, Dibs, like, what if Dre Greenlaw's playing by week 8?
Which, wow.
What if he looks good?
Now, that would be a boost.
What if?
I mean, that's a gigantic what if.
I don't think it's gigantic.
Week 8? I think week 12 is probably aggressive.
What if it's week 12?
And you're 4-8? Then go get him, Dre.
Nah,
attaboy.
Not gonna be 4-8.
Hope you win out.
They're not gonna be 4-8.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not gonna be 4-8.
Well, where are they gonna be after 12?
At least 5-7.
9-3. Exactly.
Anyway, we got an interesting start to the year.
They're gonna be 2-2.
That's bold. Go ahead and lock that up. 10.5 point favorites.
They're going to be 2-2.
Are you still alive in your
just
survivor?
Such disrespect.
Wow. Yeah.
Such disrespect to the Patriots coaching staff with those extra days to prepare.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know the Tigers are a playoff team right now with the season in Detroit.
They are?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I had no clue.
I didn't know the baseball was still going.
You know what makes Mark really mad? The fact that the Giants keep winning.
They won't lose.
Dude, is that the worst?
Those
are going to
be 500. The second it stopped mattering, they're like, now we can perform.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Dude, if you have the win total at over 81 and a hook, you got action.
Absolutely.
You're in it.
Wrong right now.
I don't want to talk about it.
But the Royals stink, too.
Okay.
They got their own problem.
Matt Chapman's a good player.
Oh, man, it's late. You better put it for overtime.
All right, gents.
And Steiny.
Don't let him talk.
Where will you put in for overtime?
95-7 the game.